Last fall, we offered you, the listeners, a challenge. We asked you to write a novel in 12 words, and you responded in droves. Among the contestants, three high school English classes in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Bradford, Vermont, and New York City.
We noticed some trends. There are a fair number of poets and punsters among you, and a lot of you seem to be inclined toward despair and death. I don't know if we attract that sentiment or cause it. And some of you went meta, making the game about the game. For instance, Bruce Minturn of Seattle wrote, 6 words into his first novel, Sam's lonely wife murdered him.
In any case, we did try to set some rules for judging. For instance, we thought the winners ought to have characters and plot, but we hold no sway over OTM producers who made the final selection. So what you will hear are the most intriguing or satisfying entries chosen by the names you hear at the end of the show. Our top 12 12-word novels.
She hated Ohio. She ran away. She loved the dead jazz musician. By Rudy James.
Living Abroad. By Marsha Veach. This is China. This is China. This is China.
I see now that I have taken lighthouses for granted. By April Kuiper, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
My sister had written father's obituary. He is survived by one daughter. By Brenda J. Wolfe.
His enormous lottery winnings enabled him to create his own private hell. By Pamela Roller, Litchfield Park, Arizona.
Louise's love of poodles was overshadowed only by her love of barbecue. By Mark Weaver, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Obituary. First 5 words free. She thought, Charles dead, yacht for sale. Angela Strucker, Brooklyn, New York.
In the end, they barely reached Buffalo before finding themselves devastatingly incompatible. By Carol Braun, Garfield Heights, Ohio.
There are no atheists in foxholes, said the chaplain, so get out. Jonathan Swiller, Highland Mills, New York.
Well, I warned her. Chickens do not like to ride in cars. By Janine Farrell, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Got Grandpa's FBI file. Curiosity sated, Pop's backstory regains renewed luster. By Michael Ravnitsky, Silver Spring, Maryland.
12-word novel win changes life. Fame, drugs, adultery, sorrow, tears, blood. By David Hill, New York, New York.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Jamie York, Mike Volo, Mark Phillips, and Nazanin Rafsanjani, and edited by Brooke. We had technical direction from Jennifer Munson and more engineering help from Dylan Keefe. We also had help from Nadia Zonis and Sasha Evans. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org. You can also post comments there or email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media is provided by the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC. This is NPR.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.